This message comes from Capital One. Your business faces unique challenges and opportunities. That's why Capital One offers a comprehensive suite of financial services backed by the strength of a top 10 commercial bank. Visit CapitalOne.com/commercial. Member FDIC.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Dave Mattingly. The Senate has approved $95 billion in U.S. aid to Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan. The bulk of the money will go to Kyiv as it continues to fight off Russia's invasion. The issue of abortion is back before the U.S. Supreme Court today. It's a case out of Idaho. At issue is whether a federal law governing emergency medical services supersedes state laws that ban all abortions except those to save the life of the mother, but not her health. Here's NPR's Nina Totenberg.
The federal law, which has been on the books since 1986, requires most hospitals to provide stabilizing care for any patient whose life or health is in serious jeopardy. But when it comes to abortion, Idaho law forbids the termination of a pregnancy when a woman's health, but not her life, is in grave danger. Lindsay Harrison represents St. Luke's Hospital System in Idaho.
There are patients who present with conditions that are very serious, that could result in loss of reproductive organs, that could result in permanent disability, and that could eventually become life-threatening.
Idaho maintains that when the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade, it left the abortion question to the states, and that the federal emergency care law does not set a national baseline of care. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.
NPR's Giles Snyder reports on the results of yesterday's primary voting in Pennsylvania, one of the key swing states in the upcoming November elections.
The incumbent House Democrat Summer Lee will be on the ballot this November. She'll face Republican James Hayes after fending off a challenge from a primary opponent who campaigned by linking Lee to the group of House progressives known as the Squad. Lee easily won the primary for the House seat that includes Pittsburgh. The Pennsylvania Senate race between Democratic Senator Bob Casey and Republican challenger David McCormick will be closely watched because it could help determine control of the Senate. And President Biden and former President Donald Trump easily won their primaries, but they both faced protest ballots. Biden for his handling of the war in Gaza. Dissatisfied Republicans voted for Nikki Haley, even though she dropped out of the race in early March. Giles Snyder, NPR News.
Former President Donald Trump's hush money trial in New York resumes tomorrow. The former publisher of the National Enquirer, David Pecker, wrapped up 2 days of testimony yesterday. He told the court about a 2015 agreement he had with Trump and his then-attorney, Michael Cohen, to squash negative stories about Trump as he ran for the White House in 2016. The agreement also called for the tabloid to run negative stories about Trump's political rivals. Trump has pleaded not guilty to 34 felony counts of falsifying business records. This is NPR News. New York Mayor Eric Adams is calling on the president of Columbia University to get a handle on ongoing student protests over the war between Israel and Hamas.
We should address this while it is just a spark. Let's not wait until it's a blazing fire.
The university has since issued a statement saying it's making progress with pro-Palestinian student demonstrators who continue to camp on the west lawn of campus. The statement says protest leaders have agreed to remove a number of tents and any demonstrators not enrolled in Columbia. Similar protests have broken out at other colleges and universities in the U.S. A new analysis shows more than 3.5 million Medicare beneficiaries could be eligible for an obesity drug known as Wegovy. NPR's Sydney Lupkin has more.
Medicare has been barred from covering weight loss drugs since the 1990s. But now, Wegovy is approved to prevent heart attack and stroke in patients who are overweight or obese and have cardiovascular disease. An analysis by KFF, a health research nonprofit, finds that 1 in 4 Medicare beneficiaries who are overweight or obese could be eligible for coverage. Here's Juliette Kubanski, KFF's Deputy Director of Medicare Policy.
That's a big deal. In a way, it's kind of a backdoor around Medicare's coverage exclusion for drugs that are commonly used now to treat obesity.
KFF says it could cost Medicare $3 billion a year. Sydney Lupkin, NPR News.
I'm Dave Mattingly in Washington.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Mint Mobile. From the gas pump to the grocery store, inflation is everywhere. So Mint Mobile is offering premium wireless starting at just $15 a month. To get your new phone plan for just $15, go to mintmobile.com/switch.